For my first 25 years or so on Earth, I would have killed for a jersey of my favorite team. To this day, one of my favorite birthday gifts was an old-school Boston Red Sox jacket, which I can still almost fit into. On several talk shows and message boards lately, though, I've heard and read a question. What is the age cutoff for someone to stop wearing a team jersey? You know, the authentic replica of the uniform, a football jersey, basketball top, hockey sweater, or baseball uniform top. My initial thought is anyone over, say, 30 years old looks goofy in a uniform top. Extra points off for goofiness if you have a beer belly or wear any of the accessories, say, a football helmet. And God forbid you wear a basketball top and you have a beer belly and you wear the shorts, too. All I can think of is Chevy Chase in Fletch. But then I thought, hey, if you can afford to lay out the money for season tickets and one of these unis, why not wear it? A cursory glance around the World Wide Web shows that these items do not come cheaply. A personalized, authentic Houston Astros cool base jersey, $255. I have no idea why the cool base brand makes it worth $150 more than the $99.99 regular old authentic jersey. Women's jersey only $79.99. Youth jersey a relative bargain at $54.99. NBA jerseys another bargain, only $75. $55 for youth, $40 for toddler, but $45 for the infant onesie, which might be good for a few months. NFL unis run from around $100 to $135. Hockey runs from $40 for toddlers to $185 for a Mario Lemieux Heroes of Hockey jersey. And make no mistake, people buy them. Just look around the stadium or arena next time you're there, especially at professional sporting events, where it seems as if half of the fans are dressed to the nines or 89s or 99s. It is no wonder that the Nikes and Reeboks of the world are worth what they're worth, and why player associations and unions fight over merchandise sales in collective bargaining sessions. According to one sports apparel analyst, Reebok sold $500 million in NFL merchandise alone for 2011. So when Nike won the contract to become the official NFL merchandise seller starting last year, it was a huge deal. Reebok said it would be a revenue loss of $200 to $250 million a year. Nike, according to an analyst, stood to make $750 million in merchandise sales in 2012. That's a lot of people wearing jerseys. So back to the argument, to wear or not to wear, and at what age do you start looking kind of silly? The other bone of contention is, do you wear the jersey with the player's name who wears that jersey, or do you wear the jersey with your name on it? Personally, I'm good with a shirt or sweatshirt in team colors, maybe even with my school's name on it, but a pro jersey, it's just not me with my name or anyone else's on the back. There are a lot of other places I choose to spend my money, such as the concession stand. I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again next Wednesday.